Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Here's the news in 60 seconds from YumaDailyNews.com. A local JCPenney's has been closed after the shoe storage room caught on fire. A water flow alarm showing that a sprinkler head was going off in the building alerted Yuma Fire. Learn more about the fire on the website. Arizona school districts have been accused of using tax dollars to oppose school choice. The Goldwater Institute says a meeting is said to happen where locals will encourage attendees to overturn the state's new universal school choice. More info on the website. A man from Yuma has been found dead in jail. The sheriff's office says that it happened when the deputies did their daily rounds. Yuma Daily News asked YCSO if anyone knew how long the man was dead. Read more about the story, YumaDailyNews.com. An 18-year-old teen from Yuma has been arrested after breaking into a home and stealing a family car. After finding the vehicle, YCSO found the man walking around with a gun and keys to the stolen car. Read about the charges, YumaDailyNews.com. For the latest local and state stories, go to YumaDailyNews.com. I'm Kendra White.
Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros have been serving Arizona for over 20 years. Dune season is here, so ask about specialty tires for your toys. We also do alignments, brakes, oil changes, AC work, inspections, preventive maintenance, and more. Get your tires at any of our four Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros locations. Or use the Tire Finder online at EdWhitehead'sTirePros.com. Choose the perfect tire and make your appointment today. We also have free pickup and drop-off for your hassle-free experience guaranteed. Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros. Yeah, we got tires for that.
Fill up on good grub and more mileage with Quichon Casino Resort's $50,000 food and fuel gift card giveaway. September 10th and 24th, 25 winners will win up to $1,000 in food and fuel gift cards. Play with your rewards club card to earn entries. Not a member yet? Sign up today for the chance to win up to $1,000. So much, so close. Quichon Casino Resort.
Must be 21 and older. Management reserves all rights. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP 24/7 for problem gambling.
Morning, Yuma. This is Chamber Chatter. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And we are talking only the good stuff from the Chamber. And this morning we have Ross Clark. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning.
Good morning. Everything good this morning?
Everything is good.
Yeah, everything is good.
The weather's going to change here shortly.
Thank
Looking
goodness.
Forward to it. Today's going to be warm, but no big deal because I know it's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah.
We're the end is in sight. Light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, there is. It's an inn. It's not a train.
It's not a train. Well, this morning we are going to be talking skincare with Noemi Munguia. With
what? Skincare?
Skincare.
All right.
Well, so Noemi, she's pretty amazing. So she owns Noemi's Threading Studio, and then we did a ribbon cutting for her because she opened an eyebrow academy, Noemi's Eyebrow Academy.
What?
And now we did another ribbon cutting for her not that long ago because now she just opened another school, Arizona Skincare Institute.
Yes.
So she's busy.
Stay pretty busy. Yeah,
definitely.
You sure you have time to be here?
I made time. Yeah.
But I've been to all three, Ross. They're gorgeous spaces. I mean,
Thank you. It
just made me want to go there almost immediately.
I'll stick with Photoshop.
You know what? The Skincare Institute. They're mm-hmm. teaching estheticians.
Yes.
Right?
So the esthetician school that we just opened, it's called Arizona Skincare Institute, like you mentioned. We are located on 318 South Main Street in Yuma. So we're right there, right on Main Street downtown. Easy to get to. Mm-hmm. We love the area. We're getting a lot of foot traffic because people are starting to notice that we're there.
Mm-hmm.
The school is designed just for skincare. So we don't do any of the hair stuff or anything like that, but it is a accredited school. So the students will get to go there. They get to learn with their 600 hours, everything they need to know about skincare, and then they offer their services to the clients.
Right. So if mm-hmm. I want to make an appointment for a facial.
600 hours?
That's when, to graduate. Yes. But only 120 before they start seeing clients. So 600 hours to graduate.
That's a lot, isn't it?
It's a little under 5 months, so it's pretty quick. It doesn't take too long.
It's just five months. Yeah.
Well, as opposed to going to, a two-year college or something, or 4 years. they can start a career just after.
Okay,
they
and this take is their, wow.
Then they go to the board and then they take their test.
Oh, there's a certification from the state.
From the state, from the Board of Cosmetology.
It's called what?
The Board of Cosmetology.
Called cosmetology. So it falls under the cosmetology.
It falls under the cosmetology. Yes.
Okay.
Except we
not dermatology.
No. That's more medical.
Okay, that's medical.
Yes.
It means you have a rash.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So, Noemi, we better explain to Russ what exactly you guys do.
Yes. Yeah, that would let's be explain. So at the Institute, they offer services like facials. So if you're concerned about getting the little wrinkles, you know, they have stuff that helps with that.
She's
if you have
you.
Acne, you know, they help with the acne. They help with different types of skin types. Yeah.
I wish everybody could see Russ's face in here.
He's like, what is she talking about? Wrinkles.
Little wrinkles. What do you mean little wrinkles?
That's why I said little.
There's no little wrinkles in here.
I do your little ones.
Got professional grade wrinkles.
Professional grade wrinkles.
That's when you got to go to the dermatologist.
So, I mean, what are you doing about the professional grade wrinkles?
Yeah, you know what? Those ones we have to refer out.
Face stretch.
All the products we use, we actually use Murad products, and they are very, very good. So they have stuff to help out with everything you need.
Now you're actually teaching people.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
this.
I personally am not an instructor because. Okay. But I do have instructors there, and I have Angie Carrillo and Susan Warren, and they're both our main instructors. And we are also training more instructors, so we have
the instructor course.
And
plenty of people to pamper you, like
day
in, day out.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Let me tell you, the perks are amazing. My skin feels great.
In your spare time, right?
Yes, definitely. If they need, sometimes the students need models to practice on, and if I have some time, an hour, it really only takes an hour, so I'll say, yeah, I'm available.
I should go in there and sit down sometimes.
You know what? I offer that to you.
Oh, it scared the hell out of me.
I was saying, that's their final exam case.
Yeah.
Challenge.
On the final exam.
There we go.
If you can give him a facial, you can pass. There you go.
Make this guy look good. Gold star.
You know what? I'm going to talk to him. That's going to be it.
That's how I feel about it. I'm like, oh.
They'll get
really
extra credit.
there you go.
What about, you know, everybody here gets so much sun. You know, do you have anything you teach them how to teach them how to teach me?
Yeah, surprisingly, even though we get a lot of sun here, a lot of people surprisingly don't really get out into the sun. If you'd be surprised, we're like vitamin D deficient because we don't go out there. It's so hot.
But those
who do have are out sunbathing a lot get sometimes a little sunspots, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So we do have products that help with the dark spots. With things like that. And then, of course, you have to always use sunblock. So we do sell products from around that have a really good SPF in them.
What's sunblock?
You don't need it in here.
He's got skylights in here. There's skylights in the studio.
Well, I do go in and out, but I'm very bad about that stuff. I never.
You have to use sunblock. Yeah. Yes, it's very important.
And I'm like this close to albino. You know, I should be worried about it. But. And
I'm going to have to get you some sunblock in here.
I'm on a bicycle. I'll get out and I ride that around.
Oh, you know? I wouldn't be advertising that. I would be saying I wear sunblock every day.
You're wearing sunblock?
Yeah. I'm going to get you some.
Melanoma is going to be chasing me down the street.
So Noemi, what are the advantages of, like, if I want to go get a facial, what are the advantages of going to the Institute as opposed to somewhere else?
Well, we have the instructors there. Constantly, right. They're always there observing and monitoring the students.
So a student's not just let loose on my face.
No, we definitely, they have the proper training. So they make sure they pass all their hours, all their tests, make sure they know what they're doing before they are on the floor. And actually our second class that just started in August, they just finished their 120 hours. So this week they're starting on the floor taking clients. So they're pretty excited about that. So now you'll see just everyone wearing pink. The prices are lower. Right now we're offering a 30% off for the month of September.
Really?
Additionally from our already lower prices. So that is a perk.
So when somebody goes in and gets a tune-up or a facial, whatever you want to call it.
He does own an autism center.
So you're going to send him home, but when they get up the next morning, they can't get a facial every day, and you got to get ready for work and all that. So you also go through with the clients a little bit of like, you when to use products, how to use products, yes, yourself in between tune-ups.
Yes. So the students do tell them a little bit of the aftercare after their facial.
Well, that's what we call it. Aftercare.
Yes, the aftercare. Yeah. And they also talk to them about the products that we sell there, the Murad products that we offer. So any of the products that we offer on them, we have products that they can take home to kind of continue that regimen that they have.
So, Russ, you can do at-home maintenance.
Yes. Yeah, and that's sunblock. That's sunblock.
I think I need a professional.
You know what? You have a whole school of professionals.
There we go.
That can help you.
Yeah.
Right downtown.
Yeah, they may say come beyond a tune-up.
Uh-oh. Nah. We'll see. We'll see. You'll have to come and check it out, and we'll be the judge of that.
We need to crush this one. So how did you get involved? Now, you're not a technician. You're not.
I'm not an esthetician. I'm not a cosmetologist.
You're not a cosmetologist. Not a technician. You're a businesswoman.
I'm just a businesswoman, I guess.
Not
yeah.
Just.
I know. It is a pretty.
Yeah, but that makes sense to me.
Yes.
You know, you're better off being a businesswoman.
Absolutely.
Than just. And you know, somebody that knows the products, because it doesn't necessarily make a good business.
Yeah, I mean, I think being in the industry I've been threading. I've had my threading studio for over 10 years. It's going to be almost 11 years in December. And because I was in the industry, even though I wasn't an esthetician or cosmetologist, I understand how a salon is run. I understand. I even understand different skin types just from being around it for so mm-hmm. much. Because even sitting through the classes, I'm like, oh, I knew that answer.
But there's got to be more mm-hmm. than that to it.
And, yeah.
But you got to take a break.
Maybe
I got questions.
Yes, of course.
Okay. Well, we'll be back with Ross's questions.
Okay.
But you're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
Rain chances increasing towards the end of the week. Still hot out here today, though. Excessive heat warning continues through 8 o'clock tonight. Sunny, a bit breezy at times today, and very hot, 104. Partly cloudy tonight, 83. More clouds and sunshine tomorrow, 101. Cloudy skies Friday with scattered showers possible. Not nearly as hot. Temperatures reaching highs in the upper 80s. Still a chance for a few showers and storms Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy skies. Highs in the low 90s. Sunshine and upper 90s Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone at the Weather Channel.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need.
Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services has been the number one ag insurer for 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our territory. 1996 to 2021, SNL PNC Group, direct written premium.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
America's leading internet provider just got even faster. Switch to Spectrum Internet, and you now get starting speeds of up to 300 megabits per second. Faster speeds for streaming, faster speeds for gaming, faster speeds for working or learning, all with 99.9% network reliability. So no matter what you do online, you can do it better, safer, and now even faster with Spectrum Internet. Visit Spectrum.com for details. Based on internet subscribers among top ISPs, speeds may vary. Restrictions apply.
Be sure to listen to 560 KBLU every Friday morning from 8 to 9 for Money Talk, bringing you the latest information and changes in the world of finances. Brought to you by the partnerships of Academy Mortgage and Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and we have Ross Clark. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Noemi Munguia.
Good morning.
With Noemi's Threading Studio, and I mean, she's got so, I mean, she's, I mean, it's truly amazing that you've grown this into, I mean, Noemi's starting her own little empire in downtown Yuma, I think.
We're calling it the beauty block.
Yeah, the beauty block there. I love it.
We have a few other businesses moving downtown that are beauty oriented, so that's why we're calling it the beauty block.
See what you started.
Yeah, right? We're like, come on down, everyone. Come on, let's make this the beauty block.
Okay,
the
Ross,
more the merrier.
You said before the break that you had more questions.
I do. Mm-hmm. I do.
I'm sure you do.
Particularly on your comments, because you're not a technician and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. But you started talking about things that you specialize, you know, about the skincare and all that kind of stuff. Yes. But that's not what makes a business, is that just you have good technicians. Mm-hmm. So what would you consider your corporate culture, the culture of your shop to be? And it can't be just, well, we just patch up the wrinkles and kick your ass out.
No. Starting out, I want to just start with the Threading Studio itself, because it's the one that I've had open for the longest. And I think just I've had to learn a lot as a business owner, right? I started out not knowing anything, kind of scared to even open. And then as the years went by, things just kind of became a little bit easier, where I started understanding how things work and knowing that having a strong team of people that are backing you up is the most important part. To have things be able to work together, right? So you need to have people in place, and even myself having to let go of the control a little bit, and mm-hmm. having the correct people in place and trusting them to be able to manage
I never
things.
Let go of control. Yeah. not that
it's
I don't
hard.
Delegate. I delegate, mm-hmm. but I don't let go.
I've had to learn. I've had to learn, obviously. It's taken a while.
But when I say corporate culture, you know, as far as how are people greeted, how are they mm-hmm. treated?
Oh, I see.
Those kind of things. And is it an organized thing that you sit down and say, look, here's the importance of how we communicate, yes. how we talk. We want to let everyone know everything about the product every time, those kind of things. Or has it just developed on its own?
Customer service is 100% the main thing to make a business successful.
Of course.
And I tell my girls, you can do an okay job. Maybe you didn't do the best, but if you gave them the best customer service, I guarantee they will give you another chance.
And how do you define customer service in your industry?
Oh my gosh. You need to be friendly. You need to be smile. And I teach this, because I also teach in I have an academy as well. So I teach there my permanent makeup, and I teach my students, you know, you have to show them that you're confident in the work that you do, and be able to show them, greet them. And customer service to me is not just the service, it's the whole experience,
right?
So from the second they walk in through the door, you better be smiling at them and welcoming them and letting them know, like, we're happy you're here, because technically we're happy you're here because you're giving us our paycheck, right? Yeah. So I tell them, you need to make sure that you guys are constantly making your clients feel comfortable and connecting with them, and, you know, making them feel confident that they're coming to you and you're able to provide them the service they want.
So it is an important part, obviously, mm-hmm, in any mm-hmm. customer service. Of course, how you get there is totally different.
For each
in each industry is different. I mean, that one's a lot more barbershoppy, personal.
For a beauty
gossipy,
industry.
You know, gossip, you know, all that kind of stuff. I'd enjoy that.
You know. I'm gonna make you an appointment before I leave here.
There's a lot of time to talk, you know, politics, religion, all the stuff you're not allowed to talk about. Mm-hmm. But do you actually get into it with the staff on guidelines?
We do. We have meetings, and we talk about when, you know, they start slacking off a little bit. We always have to.
And everyone has that
customer. It's just like in any business.
Oh my God, not her. You know, and
yeah, we do have clients like that. The girls are a little bit, you know, when they've had a bad experience with a client, you know, they do tend to kind of fear a little mm-hmm. bit, like, oh, here she comes again. I hope I do a good job, you know.
So you debrief that?
We do talk about that, and I tell them, you know, don't take it personal. Sometimes they come in already having a bad day, you know, mm-hmm. and they come, and you can tell the clients that are just, you don't, they don't really want to talk to anyone. They just want to get it done. So they know. Yeah, some clients don't. They come in, they're ready. They just want the service done. Either they've had a bad day or whatever, it's on their mind. So we know we're just going to provide them the service, just be gentle, nice, and see them on their way. And,
yeah, you know, mm-hmm. something like what you're doing, it's not just the beauty products. Mm-hmm. It's got to be, you know, the knowledge of customer service, communications, working with them on what you want to get accomplished, how you get accomplished, and knowing the products well enough.
Exactly.
And who does the product training? Do you have
the products and the services? For the Institute, our Thriving Studio doesn't really have products, but for the Institute, we do go over the products with the students as we're using them. So every, they have different lessons, and let's say they talk about acne that day, that lesson.
Is that computer based?
What is?
I mean, the lessons, are they computer based or no?
Actually, we do have a program online. It's online, kind of like Blackboard you would at AWC.
Right.
It's called SEMA. And so they're able to access their books, they're able to access their tests, their assignments, everything online.
Oh, so even just to get licensed, even?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't need to do it. Like, that's just the way we provided. We could have just had the books only. Uh-huh. But we do have the online system because it's, it's more progressive and the students seem to like it more.
So what if I, I'm talking about coming as a client. What if I want to go to school?
Yeah, if you want to come to school, definitely.
I mean, Russ always likes to learn new things.
It's a 5-month commitment. I don't do anything for 5 months.
Oh, goodness, that is funny. Well, we offer the classes. We only have one schedule right now because, again, we only have a limited instructors. So Monday through Wednesday, we have classes from 4 p.m., to 10 p.m.
Oh, so people could do this after work.
And so that provides us the opportunity to give clients a late appointment. So the last appointment we take, I believe, is at 8:30.
Wow.
Yeah. And so what do? You get your nice clean face, go home, go to sleep. You're good. Your face is clean. That's what I love about it.
Make sure
it.
I go to sleep on a clean pillowcase,
there you
too.
Go. Yes. That's important. Very important.
And you got to make sure you call the husband, let him know to compliment.
Be ready.
Give the husband a text saying, hey, look, your wife was just in.
Make sure you say she's glowing.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, if I wasn't walking in my door until 8:30 appointment, probably 9:30 or 10 o'clock p.m., he'd probably be wondering where I was anyway, so he would know.
He'd already be calling.
That's pretty late for me.
Yeah. So that's Monday through Wednesday, and then Thursday and Fridays we have a morning appointment, morning schedule, which is from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And that's just when my instructors were available. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we are training more instructors, so hopefully we'll have a different schedule available later.
Different schedules. And to go to the school itself, is there financial aid available? Is that something that gets into student loans? Is it?
Currently, we don't have financial aid being offered because the school does have to be established for 2 years before we can get into that financial aid system. Right. But we do offer a payment plan where we do the half down and then we do the remainder in payments while they're going to school. So we
How
do
much
offer
is
a
it?
Payment plan. You know, it's $5,000 for the tuition.
For 5 months. That's almost $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In fact, it's exactly $1,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it too early for math this morning, I think?
Can they earn money while they're doing the school, too? I mean, can they work or receive?
At the Institute itself, they are not allowed to work at the Institute. Okay. They can have jobs afterwards.
Oh, okay.
They can't provide the services there because they're not licensed yet.
All right.
But they do accept tips. So if you go and get a service done, you're welcome to leave a tip to the girls.
They don't start until 4 p.m., they could work during the day.
Yes, yes. So a lot of them have jobs in the morning and then in the afternoon on Thursdays and Fridays. Yeah, two of my girls are attending school.
And what is your typical student as far as male, female? There's not a lot of males in this industry.
We haven't had a male in our school yet, but there are males in the industry.
Now I'm doing it.
Yes, you should be the first one.
I gotta break the mold.
Yes, do it.
You broke the mold a long time ago.
What's that? I don't know how many clients would come in and they request Russ. Give me that old guy, Russ.
That's what we want.
So it's been all females, which is understandable.
So far, yes.
Yeah, and what about age group?
You know what? We are, it's not very, because we don't have, I thought we were going to get just a lot of young girls, but we have like older ones
really?
Too who kind of have decided to change their career.
Wow.
Some of them, even like it could have been COVID, it could have been any situation where they're like, you know what? I'm ready to start something different. And they've always loved the beauty industry. And this is a great opportunity for them to just come here and not have to leave to another city to get it, you know? And that's pretty much why we opened the school. We saw a need and we were like, you know what, let's fill this need. And even though I was only able to start out as an esthetician school, we're hoping to grow from there.
So the only thing you need now on that whole block, you need like a masseuse, an isolation room.
Oh.
You know, with a float tank in it, you know, one of those.
Wow, you're just bringing on the ideas.
You know, haircut. You know, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. There's a place next door that does hair cutting already.
Just spend the whole day.
Right.
You know, and then go adopt a dog and you're done.
And we're done.
The whole day.
That's all we need to complete the day. We just need to adopt a dog. I agree.
I'm like, you know what? The atmosphere, though, there is so relaxing and so inviting that, I mean, I could spend the whole day there, I think.
Thank you. I love that. So we really want it to be a very welcoming place.
Well, you're out of time. Okay. It's not welcoming anymore. You're being shown.
Now I'm getting kicked out. Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming in because we are switching gears after the break. But
thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
If you're a hunter or shooter, I don't have to tell you. It's dove season, and Sprague Sports is your headquarters with everything you need to help make your dove season a success. So whatever you need, ammo, coolers, maps, regulations, whatever it takes to help you get outside and make your hunt a success, you'll find it at Sprague's. Opening day is September 1st, and you're gonna need ammo, Federal ammunition, 100 years of quality for American hunters and shooters, and Remington ammunition. Sprague's is loaded with it. See what we did there? And opening day means it's the return of the Big Breast Contest. Big Breast 33. Bring your best birds to Sprague Sports September 1st and 2nd. We're looking for a winner. And don't miss the Yuma Catholic 175-gun raffle. Now that's a lot of guns. Tickets just $25. Early bird drawing September 4th. It's dove season, and it's all happening at Sprague Sports. Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Responsible gun ownership since 1956. 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
The difference between Prop 26 and Prop 27? Let's get real. Prop 26 means no permanent funding to fix homelessness, no strict regulatory oversight, no support for small disadvantaged tribes, and no protections to keep minors from betting or to prohibit gambling on youth sports. But Prop 27 is completely different. Prop 27 generates hundreds of millions towards priorities like new housing units in all 58 counties so we can get people off the streets and into housing. 27 supports non-gaming tribes, includes strict audits, and includes a Justice Department-enforced ban on youth sports betting. That's why local leaders agree there's only one real choice. Yes on 27. Ad paid for by Yes on 27, Californians for Solutions to Homelessness and Mental Health Support, a coalition of housing and mental health experts, concerned taxpayers, and digital sports entertainment and gaming companies. Committee major funding from Penn Interactive Ventures.
In the world of business advertising, everyone claims to be an expert, from your Facebook friends to your cousin Tony. Deep down, you know none of them are real experts. So you are on your own confusion island where you continue to do what you've always done, or you just choose to do nothing. Here's a hint. Don't do that. Learn to navigate the water in today's ever-changing world of audio, video, digital, and social. Get advice on a full slate of advertising opportunities. Make a free fact-finding appointment today at yumaadvertising.com.
We are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And as always, at the bottom of the hour, I do have a few announcements. First, we are having Good Morning Yuma tomorrow, and we will have limited tickets available at the door. They will be $35 a piece, and it's at Pivot Point tomorrow. Since we move them around, seems like people forget where they're going to be. But tomorrow it is going to be at Pivot Point at 6:30 a.m. Then September 28th will be our next member mixer at Holiday Inn Yuma. October 13th is our next Good Morning Yuma. It is going to be at the AWC Shoney Conference Center. And the program and the sponsor are both going to be Arizona Western College. So that should be a really, they always do a great job.
Yeah.
And then the end of October is very busy at the Chamber. So on October 19th, we have a member mixer at First Bank Yuma, another great place to have a mixer. And then October 28th, we will be having our mega mixer, and October 29th, the Community Expo. We're selling booths. We've still got a few left, but we're starting to
I bought two.
You did buy two. Well, that's because your vehicle wasn't going to fit in one.
Yeah, I put a display.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So come see Russ's car at the Community Expo.
Yeah.
But we do still have a few booths left if you're interested in having a booth space there. And just so you know, if you are a nonprofit, you do get a discount on your booth space too. So, and that's one other thing that I do want to mention. We are doing a special right now. First Bank Yuma gave us a generous donation, and it is allowing us to offer 10 nonprofit memberships for free. And that is for whether or not you're already a member of the Chamber or not. So if you don't get our Chamber Happenings email, let us know. Call our office, 928-782-2567. I had to think a minute. I don't call the office that often.
I understand. And
let us know that you want to get that form. But we are doing that. And then part of the reason that we're able also to offer the discount for nonprofits to our Community Expo is because we have an amazing sponsor there, and that's Yuma Investment Group. So our local businesses, they're great at supporting the Chamber, and they also help the Chamber support other local nonprofits. So thank you to all our amazing sponsors that do that for us. So with that, we better get back to the show. And of course, we have Russ Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning. And speaking of amazing nonprofits, we have Annette Lagunas from the Humane Society of Yuma. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Good, good, good.
So what's going on? I mean, what's new?
Yeah, oh, my business goodness. Good.
Yeah, sometimes it's too good, yeah. Right?
It's too good. Yeah. It's too busy.
Dogs and cats.
Oh, my gosh. We are so full right now. We need people. Come pick up your animals. Please. Yes. Please, please, please. You know, in December, the Humane Society started offering free microchips.
Yeah.
And to date, we've probably done almost 1,000 of those microchips.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like that many. Is it?
It's not enough, because every day, yesterday I counted, we got like 15 or 16 animals in.
My dog doesn't have one, but I don't let her run away.
You better get one.
Yeah, go get one.
It's free.
I got a problem, though.
What?
Why? Okay.
You know, I lost all the shock records. I can't find them.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Okay, well, where did you get their shots?
I did them.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't count.
What do you mean doesn't count?
So, if it's a puppy, right?
Well, not anymore.
How old is she?
Almost two.
Okay. So, with owner-given shots, yeah. It's not the way that they're given. It's the vaccine itself. So, you cannot guarantee efficacy if you buy it from a store. If you buy it from a veterinary clinic and a veterinarian has to administer that vaccine, we know that vaccine is good. So the majority of animals that come in with parvo are owner-given vaccines or no vaccine at all.
Well, and I bought them at Yuma with the one on Palo Verde there.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, they did most of them right there. I didn't even take the vaccine. I took the dog and they shot.
Okay. Yeah. You know, was it a veterinarian that did it?
No, it's the lady with doing the change.
Yeah. I'm sure she's amazing, and I'm sure she does a great job. But
and
she may have it. She may have taken care of that vaccine like it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But the all the processes prior to it getting to her store, you don't know what that process has been.
No.
You don't know if that vaccine got warm.
I don't even know it at the
veterinarian. Well, to me, the best, I get them
you
done.
Would.
See, I yes. get them done at the Humane Society or yep. at the vet, and then if yep. I don't have their shot records, they have them. I
right.
can get them.
Right.
I had to have the rabies done in Mexico.
That's okay.
Well, yeah,
somebody's
but I
got
lost
the
that
shot
too.
Record. Yeah, but you can call them. They'll get it to you.
He didn't speak English.
Oh, you've got all kinds of answers.
Yeah, he
this
does.
Morning.
He
well,
does, doesn't he?
I'll get down there.
I'm like, and so, and to me, and then the other thing is that, you know, remembering to change your contact information when you move. My right. dogs
so,
are chipped
on but, your microchips. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, we actually had one recently in the shelter that had a microchip, but no owner information. Ah. So
if I came in and got a microchip, right. would you even do a microchip from my dog now that I don't have shot records?
Oh, yeah. Microchips have nothing to do with shots. Microchips, we are offering that. And let me just say that there's not a lot of businesses, animal shelters, veterinary clinics that are offering free microchips.
No.
You're talking $40 to $60 to have your pet microchipped. Shelters doing it for free so that we can keep these animals out of our shelter. And they're coming in without microchips. And it just, I'm frustrated because
really
we have way too many animals coming in.
I'll come in and get the microchip.
You better come get your microchip.
Now, as far as the shot records, now they're gone.
Redo your shots.
It won't hurt the dog.
No.
No, I don't have to go through a whole series because I think we did, you know, we did a series of, I don't remember how many, 3, 4.
You know, if they, if the veterinarian says they really think you need to, then it would be 2. It would be a series of 2. It'd be 1 and then 1 again in 3 weeks.
But they need to redo the rabies, anyway.
Rabies is yearly.
Yeah.
And if you keep those records, it could be every 3 years. It depends on your vet.
But can I get it done at the Humane Society?
Not right now.
That's what I thought.
So our veterinarian that we've had for a little over a year, almost 2 years, is leaving.
Okay. Mm.
And that is a process that needs to be done by a veterinarian along with spays and neuters. So we're not providing public spays and neuters. Now, if you already have an appointment, we're honoring those.
Okay.
But if you don't have an appointment, we cannot book anymore at this point. Now, things could change in the next month. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks tomorrow. I don't know. But as of right now, this morning, we're not able to offer that because we have to focus on our shelter animals. And so the veterinarians that I do have are going to work strictly on our shelter animals. I have over 1,000 animals in our care right now.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Now you need full-time veterinarians.
I do. I need multiple full-time veterinarians. And and this is a problem across the country.
Yeah.
This isn't just Yuma. It's not just Arizona. It's across the country that veterinarians are in extremely high demand. And it's very hard to get them to come to Yuma for some reason. I think Yuma's amazing. But, you know, it's hard to get them to come here and relocate and stay.
The expense at a veterinarian was more than I never owned a dog before. This is my first one.
Right.
And when I called, you know, to get an appointment for a spayed or neuter or whatever the heck it is, it was tremendously higher than I would have imagined.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, everything in our world is higher these days.
Yeah.
And those veterinarians, they don't have the luxury like we do to just do spays and neuters all day long.
Right.
So they're trying to accommodate vaccines, sick animals, animals that need odd surgeries, you know, foreign body removals or
teeth
bladder
removed.
Stones, dentals teeth, and teeth dentals, being need to remove.
Being, do they do that for dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I had a dog with an abscessed tooth.
Yep.
Yeah.
They do braces for dogs.
Really? I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
That's wow.
I mean, not here in Yuma, but
my dog's so ugly. I don't know that the crooked teeth would make a difference. You know, I don't know.
Probably so ugly. She's cute.
Yeah, probably.
She's kind of a mutt.
But, you know, at the end of the day, they have a lot of overhead themselves. You know,
sure
those
they do.
Those
and I
technicians.
Know the regulations and everything
they do.
They've got to do.
And it's terrible. DEA has come down harder on them.
Yeah.
You know, veterinary clinics are kind of in the spotlight
now. But they make it tough. And to own a pet, and I think it's responsible to get spayed or neutered. It's just responsible.
Absolutely. Yeah,
but the obstacles in place.
Yeah, and
we're
working really hard to get back to it. You know, we need to offer our community low cost spay and neuter. That's what the Humane Society of Yuma does, along with vaccines. We don't want to offer, you know, ear infections and you know treatment for all this other stuff. We want to do preventative medicine that keeps animals out of the shelter and gets our community down to a manageable amount of animals. So. I mean, we're to fight every single night to have 5 or 6 kennels open is not what we should be doing in our community.
Goodness.
Not after we fought for as long as we have. I mean,
why are we so busy now? What is it that's causing it? Is it COVID? Everybody was home. They bought a dog. Now they don't want it.
Yep.
Oh, good Lord.
That's what I think. Now, do I have scientific proof? No, of course not. But during COVID, we had one entire building shut down. So we have a total of 4 buildings at the shelter. I had one entire building completely shut down, turned the air conditioners off, turn everything off on that building.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, now I can't keep 5 kennels open at night. So it's just, I think people got them and now they're busy and they're needing to go do whatever.
I had to go back to work, take my dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Here you go. Or they just letting them run. And that's another thing. But there's that's a lot terrible. Of new movements out there, you know, like cats. They're saying just leave them be, which we've been preaching that for a couple years now.
I don't like it.
I know. And then and then they're kind of saying the same thing about dogs, too. Just leave
them. Roam.
They're yes. If they're in a neighborhood, chances are they're within what's the statistics? They're within a mile of their home for sure. Yeah. Most of them are within 700 feet. Of their house.
Really?
Yes. And so they're saying just leave them because chances are very, very high they're going to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
But animal control can't do that. Like, that's not what right. their function is. If they see a dog out loose, they have to bring it in. That's okay. But as a community member, if we microchip and a good citizen who thinks they're doing the right thing picks that dog up, gets it scanned, they're going to bring it right back to you. So it's yeah. a win-win. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a free microchip and your pet goes straight back home rather right. than having to come into the shelter.
I'm gonna go, now, do I need to make an appointment to get a microchip?
Nope.
Just drop it off.
Just walk in.
Walk in.
Don't leave it.
Say,
you're not leaving
you're not leaving it.
Us.
It only takes a second. I mean, it literally, it looks like a shot. It only takes a second.
I'll be back.
Yeah.
I know you will be.
But yeah, you just walk in Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30, Sunday, 12 to 4.
All right.
7 days
Sunday
a week.
Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
And you put in the information.
Yep, we put all the information in there. We make sure that that animal is on your profile. Your address, your phone number.
I was saying, because one of my dogs got chipped at the Humane Society of Yuma when I got him as a puppy. And because I took him for his first set of shots and everything. Mm-hmm. And he got microchipped. My other three came microchipped. So I hadn't been part of the process before.
Yeah.
My dog ain't going to like it.
They don't. But they get over it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like a shot.
Yeah. It is. The microchip is about the size of a grain of rice.
Okay.
And so the needle's a little bit bigger than a regular shot, but it's literally 5 seconds.
Yeah, and it's just going to go under the skin.
It's going under the skin right. in between their shoulder blades. Now, microchips can move, and they can pop out. So that is, but it's rare. It's very rare. And the benefits way outweigh the
But you
the
put
chance.
It in a place where the dog can't get to it and bite
right.
it.
Right, because
you can't bite your own shoulder.
Well, most of us can't, no.
Hope not.
Now I'm going to try.
Yeah, right.
Well, don't do that until we take a break. Go ahead and take a break, and then we'll all try to bite our shoulder.
You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Picture yourself doing more, earning more, and helping more. With a 61-hours course and for $149, a new career as a tax pro could be yours by completing H&R Block's Income Tax Course. Just imagine extra income, flexible schedule. With the Income Tax Course, it's all right in front of you. Classes start 8/29/2022, so give yourself a whole new outlook. Enroll in H&R Block's virtual tax course today at hrblock.com/beapro or call your local H&R Block office. That's hrblock.com/beapro.
It always bugs me when I hear Christmas shopping commercials before Thanksgiving. It's just too early. That said, it's not too early for me to talk to you about Thanksgiving now. Hi, this is Zola from PlanZDiet.com. Can you imagine what it would be like to show up for your family Thanksgiving dinner about 31 pounds lighter? Heads would turn and jaws would drop. Well, the average Plan Z dieter loses 31 pounds in just 50 days. If you get started soon, you have time to drop that weight and waltz into that holiday dinner looking and feeling great. Plan Z is a real food diet. Nothing from a box, no magic shakes, real food. There are hundreds of tasty recipes, too. My ZR50 Crave Control Spray puts you in control of your diet. It's designed to keep your cravings down, along with all the rest of the nasty stuff that happens when you try to diet. Sanity at last is how one dieter put it. If you've been thinking about a diet, now's the time to act. Instead of waiting till January 2023 to start another diet, you can get this one done before the holidays even start. Celebrate thinner this year. Check us out at PlanZDiet.com.
What's the best audio service you never have to pay for? Local Arizona Radio. No subscriptions, no user passwords, no internet required. Just hours of great music, local Arizona news, sports, and more. Up and down your AM/FM dial. Listen in your car, on your smartphone, or your smart speaker. When you plug into local radio, you get great free programming and you support your community. Find your favorite Arizona stations today at plugintoaz.com.
They get up every morning from the long clocks.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Russ Clark. Good morning,
sure
Russ.
Are.
Sure I am. Well, last I checked. Which are we questioning, the name or the job?
Well, you never know. It's radio. So.
Strange.
That's true. And we have Annette Lagunas from the Humane Society of Yuma. Good
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you guys have a big, fun event coming up in, wow, a week and a half. I'm surprised you have time to come on the radio this morning.
Yeah. next Saturday. Yeah. So, Furball.
Furball.
And this is our Sweet 16. So, this is our 16th Furball. And we're super excited to be in person again. I think this is our second year in person since COVID. But it's always nice. I mean, after COVID, you're kind of like, oh, people again.
Exactly.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. We have just a few tickets left. We are almost completely sold out, but we do have a few tickets left. So you got to call me at the shelter or call Sandra Gray at 782-1621 or Facebook message us also. That could help too, get us, get our attention. So,
okay.
Yeah, give us a call. It's a black tie optional event. You're coming.
I am coming. Oh, yes, yay. Absolutely. In fact, my entire staff is coming.
Oh, yay.
Yes,
perfect.
So, yeah, so.
That's going to be fun.
Can we bring our dog?
No.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I don't know, but I did find out that if you sponsor, they will, and you send them a photo of you with your pets, they'll put that in instead of your logo with the sponsorship.
Wow. I did. Russ, would you like to sponsor?
No, see? My dog's too ugly.
Whatever. But it's a really good time. AWC provides some really great food. We've got the Human Condition coming, and they're going to be singing for us. And it's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to see all the animal people in Yuma really come together and support what I think is an amazing cause.
I think I 100% agree with you. I'm like, you know, as somebody who has like a gazillion, you know, four dogs, a rabbit, and a tortoise. So
you have a lot of pets. That's
I do
cute,
have a lot
Russ.
Of pets.
That is an ugly
that
dog.
That is not ugly.
So
that
we're
is
seeing,
adorable.
Oh, that is a cute dog. We're
What's
all seeing
its name?
Photos of.
It's Lexi.
Lexi, you can't
like
remember.
You don't know.
She's cute.
No,
she's adorable.
I finally took her to the beauty shop and we cut all that hair off. But
did you?
Yeah.
I now think with that kind of breed, you probably have to do that every once in a while.
Yeah, I should do it like often, but I just don't feel like it.
Yeah.
Well, see, mine are all short hair. Too. Mine are all short hair. I don't have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a poodle Bichon thing, and I have to take her every other week.
A poodle Bichon thing.
Yeah, she's a lot. She's a little of everything, but
this is a mutt, but. Now, when I took it in, my business partner, Chris Moorhead, he's the one that set up the appointment because the dog was so ugly. The guests at the shop were like
that is
running.
Not true.
Running. But he set it up so when she cut the hair, they left the beard and a mohawk.
Oh, that's cute.
That is cute.
That's darling.
I wanted to dye the mohawk blonde, but I don't know if that's legal in this state.
The groomers can do it for you.
They can.
Yes. Mm. They have...
We're gonna make
dog safe hair dye.
Dog safe hair dye.
We're gonna make the dog exotic. Let's go.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Let's get her a microchip first.
Yeah, microchip first. Because you don't want to lose her after she's got a mohawk. I mean, really. but speaking of lost dogs, we've got a new way to report them. Or?
We do. So YumaLostPets.com.
Okay.
So this is a website that you can go on, and if you've lost your dog or you've found a dog, you can simply take a picture and upload it to that site. So what I like about this site is that you don't have to be a social media user to use it.
Okay.
You don't have to have Facebook and all those other things. You can just do that on your own without having those other sites. And you can actually search your area. So again, all dogs are lost within 700 feet to a mile from their homes. So all you need to do is get on that site that will show you a map and search your area and see if anybody's posted it. So you're not having to go through pages and pages and pages on social media to see if you can find your pet. You get on that one site, and thanks to MGM Design for helping us out with that. They did an amazing job on this site. And All they have, all you have to do is just zoom into your neighborhood, your area.
Okay.
See if anybody has uploaded your dog, your cat, your tortoise, your potbelly pig, you know, whatever. And
well,
it
if my
can
tortoise
go on that
gets
site.
Out of his terrarium, that would be really odd.
Well, it's funny. Matt is actually the first one to use this site.
Okay.
And he found a tortoise in his yard. Big tortoise. It was in his yard.
Yeah, okay.
And he uploaded it to the site. Come to find out, it was his neighbor's tortoise. So,
that's
you know, these
funny.
Things
yeah.
happen. Mm-hmm. Tortoises can wander. But, you know, you just never know. And so this should be the first place that everybody goes to say, hey, I found or lost an animal.
So what do I do? Okay, so now we're saying that since dogs probably are not that far from their home,
right.
What should I do if I've got a dog wandering my yard and I don't know what to do with it?
So you found it. What you want to do is take a picture. Okay. You want to upload it to yumalostpets.com. That's number one. It's really easy to do.
But then like put it in my backyard so it doesn't wander further?
Right.
Or
yes. Okay. So you can do that. You can take it and get it scanned for microchip. You can go to any of the veterinary clinics in town. Mm-hmm. You can come to the shelter, or you can even call animal control and they will come over and have it scanned for a microchip.
Okay.
That would be the best thing to do. You can bring it out to the shelter. I realize we're kind of far out for a lot of people, but you can bring it out to the shelter. We'll also scan it for a microchip. That's the first thing we do before we even input it into the system. And then you want to get it out on social media and all of, if you have social media, get it out there.
Okay, but now you have me afraid that my dog's microchips may have moved or may have, how do they come out?
You know, sometimes they just work themselves out. It's not super common, but with as many as we've done lately, it does happen once in a while. So,
but would it be happen right away? I mean, some of my dog's been chipped for like 12 years.
Okay, those aren't going to come out.
Okay, good.
But, you know, if it's more of a recent one, you just might want to have it checked in 6 months, make sure it's still in there. And it's just a little magic wand that we wand over the dogs.
You can feel it, though, can't you?
Sometimes you can. Depends on the size of the dog. Like my cat, I can feel it a lot, but my bigger dogs, I can't really feel it so much.
Well, my dogs are the size of a cat, so
so you might be able to feel it. You might be able to get in there, and it's really important because that's our number one thing. And eventually on our website we're going to have locations for microchip scanners. So I want to place a microchip scanner at all of the fire departments in this county.
Well, my dogs also have tags, so if they don't lose their collar, my name and phone number are on them too.
But you know, it's funny that all the dogs that come into the shelter and the owners come and get them, they were just giving them a bath and took those collars off. So, you know, we
happens
just
to me all the time. Do you really give dogs baths?
I have somebody else bathe them, actually, because I take them in, they get a bath, they get their nails trimmed, and else does that.
Yeah. But so that's why a microchip is great, you know, because it's not technically, most 99% of the time, it's not coming out. But those collars are going to come off. Let's say a kid was playing with your dog, your neighbor's kid, three houses down, was playing with your dog, took the collar off. You just never know.
So mine are all chipped too.
Microchip is the way to go. So yumalostpets.com, microchip scan, call animal control if you need to get that animal scan, bring it to the shelter or local veterinary clinic.
And what can we do? And we've got a couple of minutes left. What else can we do to support? I mean, if you're not going to Fur Ball, what do you guys need right now?
We need dog toys, dog food, kitten fancy feast canned food, pelleted litter, money donations, volunteers, foster parents. We desperately need foster parents. If you're thinking,
is that what you call them?
Foster parents?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Mm. Why? What else would you call them?
Owners or dogs?
Well, they need owners too, but the foster parents keep them temporarily.
Really? Yeah. They really do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I told you we have about 1,000 in the shelter right now. Probably 450 are in foster care.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. So we need those animals. Like, there's no way that we could house 1,000. We have to get them into foster care.
Wow.
But we're still providing the medical food if needed. Mm-hmm. All the spay neuter on all of those animals. So it's pretty pricey, even though they're not with us, they're still pricey.
Yeah, they're still with
us. So that's why our veterinary situation is so critical.
So if my dog ran away, you'd spay neuter, get the shots up, and then I could take it as a foster?
That's not quite how that works.
I'm just trying to work the
system. It was a nice try, Russ. It was a nice try.
You'd have to leave that dog with us for 3 days, and she's so stinking cute that there'd be a million names on her to adopt her.
Horribly ugly dog.
She's not. You're crazy.
She's not.
She works at the shop during the day.
That's works. Awesome.
She's our greeter.
She changes the tires.
She just greets people and plays with toys. She will drop a toy on the seat next to you and beg you to throw it.
That's cute.
See, that is cute.
See, that probably keeps people calm while they're having to worry about how much their car fixing is going to be.
Yeah, it makes them forget how ugly it is because it just says nice.
Whatever. Well, so Furball, check us out. If you want a ticket, we'll do our best to get you one, but you better hurry.
Yeah, I better hurry. Well, it's only a week and a half away. That's trying to figure out what I'm going to wear.
Oh, me too. It's every year.
You know, the important stuff.
You got like 30 seconds.
Okay, well, with that, we have to go. New website again
Thanks, guy. YumaLostPets.com.
Perfect. Thanks so much for coming in. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.